The Discovery, Chapter 11, Resolution. David awoke to a loud knock on his door. He groaned as he tried to roll away from the sound and pull the covers up over his head. He only managed to delay the inevitable by a few seconds as another knock roused him from sleep. He let out an overly dramatic groan as he forced himself out of bed, his eyes still barely open and his vision blurry. He managed to find the door handle and open it, revealing Stormshield in full armor. Her coat now shone in alabaster white, and her mane and tail were a dark cobalt.
Hey, Davy! I made breakfast! Come on, I'm gonna have to leave in about 15 minutes.
Storm's chipper greeting rakes at David's ears.
What time is it?
David asked, rubbing his eyes.
5:30! I had to get up a little early today so that we could have breakfast. But like I said, I have to go to the castle in about 15 minutes. So come on, lazy butt, I made waffles.
Storm smiled as she trotted back to the kitchen, leaving David looking like a sad child in the doorway.
5:30? You weren't kidding when you said you'd be up early. Thanks for reminding me why I got out of the military.
David trudged through the kitchen, dragging his feet the whole way. As he reached the table, he pulled out a chair and took a seat opposite of Storm. He slowly grabbed a couple waffles and put them on his plate before raising a tired eyebrow at Storm's syrup usage.
What?
David lightly chuckled at her antics.
Nothing. You just eat waffles the same way Mid eats her pancakes, drowning in syrup.
That's because you're so good,
Storm said, before going right back to devouring her waffles. They ate the rest of breakfast in silence. Once they were both finished, David took the plates to the kitchen and placed them in the sink before Storm entered behind him.
Thanks for the help, Davy. I wish I could stick around with you for the day, but I have to get back to work and I really don't want to be late. Last time that happened, I was doing push-ups for a week. My legs are still sore from that. And that was 3 years ago!
Storm exclaimed, rubbing her shoulder as she shivered from the memories.
I understand. Despite your exaggeration, I know what you mean. Here, I'll get out of your place.
David replied with a tired smile.
Oh no, I'm not saying you have to leave. I'm just not gonna be here all day, and... yeah.
It's fine, Storm. I need to get back to midnight anyways. Hopefully we can sort this out today now that she's had some time to cool off. At least I hope she's cooled off a bit by now.
Alright. But seriously, if things are still heated between you two, don't hesitate to come back over. We're not using that room for anything. And I love your company.
Storm said with a smile.
Thanks. Here, I'll walk with you to the castle.
David said, as they walked to the front door. The pair left Storm's house and walked towards the castle. The air was very cold and windy, telegraphing the coming hearth-swarming snow. The dark morning sky was clear, allowing the last hour or so of moonlight to illuminate the streets for Storm and David.
Ooh, damn, I wish I brought a thicker jacket. It's really getting cold now.
David said, as he rubbed his hands together for warmth.
Yeah, it was supposed to snow either tonight or tomorrow morning. You must be cold without any fur to keep you warm. I would have offered you one of my coats, but, you're a little too big for them.
Storm said with a sheepish smile.
Oh, that's alright. I've got a few back at Mid's house. I just hope she lets me in.
She will. We ponies aren't the type to hold a grudge. She'll take you back. I promise. Besides, she didn't really kick you out. You just left to give her space. She probably misses you more than she's angry at you.
Storm said dismissively. David sighed.
I hope you're right, Stormy. I don't know what I'll do if I lose her. I think about her all the time, like, she never leaves my thoughts. It's kind of ironic, actually. I'm obsessing over her like some kind of stalker, which can't be good for my health. Yet she's the only thing that kept me sane since the crash.
Ooh, sounds to me like some pony's in love.
Storm said, batting her eyelashes at David. David's cheeks flushed a hot crimson, starkly contrasting with the cold world around him. He looked away from Storm before sighing.
What was that, Davy?
Storm asked, leaning closer.
Nothing, Stormy. Oh, look, here's the castle!
David said, pointing ahead. Sure enough, Candrelaw Castle towered in front of them like a skyscraper. Its high walls and tall towers blocked out the fading moonlight, causing the ground to be even colder under its immense shadow. Storm and David closed in on the front gate and met the two Thestrals stationed there.
Morning, guys! Anything exciting happening last night?
Storm asked.
It was quiet, as usual,
replied the first Thestral.
Just a little chilly,
said the second Thestral as he grabbed his saddlebags.
Alright, well, I'll see you guys tonight then,
Storm said as the Thestrals walked away. David and Storm stood there alone for a few minutes in an awkward silence before he spoke.
So where's your partner? You're not just gonna be here alone, are you?
Well, we are a little early, so he's probably on his way. He'll be here in a few minutes.
Alright, I'll wait with you until he gets here.
Are you waiting with me for my sake, or because you're trying to put off going to see Midnight?
Storm asked with a raised eyebrow.
No,
David said unconvincingly.
Davy.
David shuffled side to side as he rubbed his hands together for warmth. He turned away from Storm's voice and awkwardly scratched the back of his head.
Mm-hmm.
No more stalling, Mr. Lazy Butt,
Storm said, pressing her head against David's leg and pushing him away.
Okay, jeez, I'll go see her,
David said, nearly falling over from Storm's pushing.
You'd better. Now remember, mares love roses,
Storm called out as David walked away.
Thanks. I think I'll keep that in mind.
David waved his final goodbye to Storm and continued on towards Midnight's house. As he walked away from the castle, a thought crept into his mind.
Maybe I should buy her roses. Fuck it, might as well go all out with this apology.
David quickened his pace and made his way to the Canterlot Central District as fast as he could. Most ponies were still asleep, save for the Thestrals closing up shop for the day.
Where is that shop? I know they're still open.
After running up and down the street for a few minutes, David finally found his target. El Florero del Desierto.
I will never understand how ponies speak English and Spanish, but whatever.
David entered the flower shop. The front door swung open easily and a small bell above the door made a loud ringing sound that filled the room. Rows upon rows of beautiful flowers aligned the front entrance all the way to the rear of the store. A couple small rooms with strange glowing flowers were hidden in the back of the store by the surrounding greenery. A tired-looking Thestral sitting behind the front counter seemed to perk right back up and put on a happy smile as he watched David walk towards his counter.
Ah, buenos días, señor! It is rare that I meet an alien in my humble shop. Please, tell me how I can be of service to you today.
He spoke with a smooth Spanish accent, the words seeming to effortlessly roll off of his tongue.
Hi! Well, I messed up really bad and I need to apologize. Think you have any roses that will help me do that?
David asked.
Ah, would this be for a mare friend? Or perhaps a stallion?
The Thestral asked with a wiggle of his eyebrows.
It's definitely a mare,
David said, scratching the back of his neck.
Would this mare be perhaps a potential love? Or perhaps just a good friend?
Why do you want to know that?
David asked cautiously.
Hey, Dios mío, to better serve you, sir. I can't very well help you pick out the perfect flower if I don't know anything about this lucky mare.
Well, I don't know about love. I haven't known her long enough to say that I love her yet, but I care for her more than anything else. And I want to give a relationship with her a chance.
David said thoughtfully.
Ah, romance. Such a beautiful thing.
It truly warms my heart to see young stallions such as yourself striving to woo a mare.
Such dedication is a rare thing to find these days. Tell me, what kind of pony is she? What does she look like? Well, she's a unicorn, and her coat is a dark gray, almost granite color. Her mane and tail are black. The way the light catches on her mane, it shines like it's made of ebony. She has the most beautiful blue eyes. God, I love her eyes. They're like little sapphires.
David said, almost losing himself in his reminiscing.
Ay, Tito, you truly care for this mare. I can see it in the way you speak. This I can work with. I have just the flower for her.
The Thestral said, turning tail and leading David further into the shop.
I don't know what I was doing with that accent. I tried to do Spanish, but I, for some reason, went into a completely different accent somehow. Hopefully no one notices. Anyway, let's get on to our super sweet donators. Top donators are 630, Only One Thing, Saru Orion, and Iron Sky. Darkside, Raiden, Narbles, Black Moon, Heart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, Stu Hex, Sword Brother, Marcher, Armicon, Lyra, RuneScythe, 9852, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Riot Soul, Battiswaffle, Shadow Moon, Luigi88, Jancer Crust, Big Smoke 369, Bobcat, GJF, and many more awesome people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.